Exclusive: Senator Rand Paul on federal employee cuts. We're moving them from the non-productive sector of the economy to the productive sector. By Hannah Knudsen on February 21, 2025. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, tamped down the concerns of those panicking about federal employee cuts, explaining that these individuals are simply moving from the non-productive sector of the economy to the productive sector. Host Mike Slater asked Paul about federal employee cuts and those who are concerned it is too much, too fast. If we cut too much, there'll be too much disturbance in systems and services, and we'll have to rehire people. And it's hard enough as it is to get a hold of someone at the IRS, and now we're going to fire to make it even harder. What do you say to him? Slater said, citing the previous caller. You know, we're moving them from the non-productive sector of the economy to the productive sector. You know, the non-productive sectors in government, they don't produce anything, Paul said. They just take and usually screw things up in the economy. So, we're actually getting them productive work. With regard to the IRS, there's no shortage of people at the IRS, he said, explaining that it is just incompetency. Really, what you have to do is get rid of the deadwood and get some people who actually could run the place. I mean, the software's 40 years old. They're incompetent. We hired 80,000 new ones, but they still don't know what they're doing over there. We gave them guns and told them to go look for Americans not paying their taxes, the senator said. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, February 19, 2025. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on, and government could be run more efficiently, he said, before highlighting one of the most important things Congress can do, a rescission package. While the findings and work of the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, are great, Paul said a rescission package is necessary to eliminate the spending. We need to do what's called a rescission package, meaning get rid of the spending right now. None of the spending has really been eliminated. So they're finding the waste, they're talking about it. And it's the same thing I've been doing for a decade, but it has to be sent back, he explained. So, the administration should bundle it all together. When it comes back to Congress, it can be passed with a simple majority. Republicans only because we won't get any Democrats. But then once we pass a bill getting rid of that spending, then the savings actually occurs, he continued. Then the money goes back to the Treasury and is not spent. Right now, when they find waste, it's still being spent. They're temporary, delaying it or stopping it. But it hasn't come back to the Treasury and won't come back unless Congress votes on it. We can do this, but not enough people are talking about it, he added. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.